1039 Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. Mina Say What here, Sunday afternoon. Weekends in Mina's house, so every Sunday we talk sports. Sunday Sports with Sean Bell, Fox 29 Sports Anchor. How are you today, Sean?
Can't complain, man. I'm good.
Yeah, how you feeling? You tired today?
Listen, man, I'm old.
You old? Shut
my
up.
Bones hurt. My joints hurt.
Is that what's happening?
You know, it's cold outside, so, you know, it makes it worse.
Well, you know, after this weekend, we're supposed to get spring. Did you read that?
Allegedly. We're getting one more snowstorm. You know how that go.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to come today. There's
no,
some.
We're going to get a legit one.
A real one.
Yes.
I don't think we've had a real one.
We're going to get a March snowstorm.
I don't think we've had a real snowstorm. So. But listen, let's talk about probably what everyone's talking about this morning when it comes to sports. Last night, the skills challenge, the slam dunk contest, and the 3-point contest all going down in Charlotte for the NBA All-Star weekend. What were your thoughts about overall last night? Because I was in and out. I was tired.
The skills competition was hella fun.
Wasn't that crazy that the skills competition? Normally, the slam dunk contest is like, you know, like the main event. But I feel like the skills competition kind of took over.
Well, the slam dunk competition has been trashed 4 out of the last 5 years. You know what I mean? Like,
and I'm happy you said that because I want to talk about that.
Yeah, skills competition was fun, was really fun. The 3-point contest was really, really fun.
Yeah.
And then the dunk competition had potential, but flamed out in the last round.
So let's talk about that. Hamidou Diallo won from OKC. Mm-hmm. He used Russell Westbrook for his first dunk, Shaq for his second dunk, and then Quavo for the third dunk. So it's crazy because normally when they do dunk contests, they use like one person or they save it for the end. You know, they save it for the grand finale. I felt like Shaq was really the best dunk that happened. I mean, he's 7'1", and this guy's a guard. So for him to jump over Shaq, that's remarkable in itself. But I felt like it kind of fizzled out. It wasn't like a big grand closing, which is what I was expecting. I mean, what were your thoughts on
it? You know, normally people have a bunch of theatrics. You saw the Tuskegee Airmen
right
out there also. The thing was, Diallo had better dunks. But you can tell in the final round, since Dennis Smith Jr., shout out to Dennis Smith Jr. He brought out J. Cole.
Right.
The one dunk he had with J. Cole
right
was dope.
Yeah.
And then Cole almost had a dunk afterwards.
Right.
People don't know. Cole can hoop.
Yo, Cole can hoop, but I'm surprised that Cole's even down there. I mean, I know he's doing the halftime show, but normally he's like, oh, I'm just going to do what I need to do and not really be in the limelight. I'm kind of proud that he's out there mingling. You know,
oh, Cole's going for the kingdom.
Right.
That's why he's out there now.
Exactly.
He wants to show
he's
people his
PR.
Face. He wants to show people his face and show I'm the best rapper out there. So, you know, Cole's making himself more available
right
in 2019, and he did in 2018.
Absolutely. Or but, even before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But especially now. But yeah, after Dennis Smith Jr. missed his first couple dunks, Diallo, all he had to do was make his first dunk to win.
Right.
And you could tell he chickened out on doing what he planned. Because every dunker plans the final finale to be his best dunk.
Right.
And he didn't do it. You
right
could tell he didn't do it.
Because
he just wanted to win. Because your best dunk is usually a dunk that 50% of the time you might miss.
Yeah.
But you're trying something spectacular.
So why is it that the slam dunk contest is now boring, whereas before it used to be, like, very exciting?
Well, a couple things. How much can you do now? You know what I mean? It's like we've seen everything. So some of the most some of the things that are extremely difficult to do seems basic to the regular viewer.
Mm.
So if you do it now, it's just like, I've seen it before.
Right.
So it's hard to break out something new.
Yeah.
So when they're trying to do all these new tricks, that's why instead of just doing a dunk, they bring out Tuskegee Airmen. They
right
bring out Quavo. They bring out Shaq because they know I'm not doing anything new. Now, next year is going to be one of the greatest dunk contests.
Why
ever
you say that?
Listen, you may not watch college, but Zion Williamson and Ja Morant had the type of hops. They'll be in the NBA next year. Had the type of hops to do something you've never seen before.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
To do something. I'm talking about not a 360, a 720.
Oh, Lord. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about that.
And that's really the conversation. Like, we're in the point in the NBA where people are doing 4-pointers, right? They've been talking about pushing back the 3-pointer. Like, why is it athletically people have advanced, right? But then that can't trickle down to the slam dunk contest. Like, people need to start doing different things.
But you can't.
What do you mean you can't?
Only one or two people. See, you're asking for something that only one or two people in the world can do.
Okay.
Like, the 3-point shot, okay, anybody, me or you, can learn how to shoot for further out.
That's a good point.
These athletes, like, how many people you think are going to have a 49-inch vertical and touch the top of the rim?
Right,
there's only one or two people in the world that could do that. And Zion from Duke is a guy who you say, okay, he has a 48-inch vertical. He can windmill from the free throw line.
Okay.
Like, he can do stuff we've never seen before.
Sean Bell is here. We're talking sports. We're going to do it for the next hour. On the way, in about 7 minutes, I'm coming back with light-skinned Keisha, Meek Mill, and Cardi B. Don't move. It's Weekends at Mina's house right here on Boom 103.9. Cardi B here on Boom 103.9, Philly's hip-hop and R&B. Mina Say What here Sunday afternoon. Sean Bell is here, Fox 29 sports anchor. He comes every Sunday. We talk sports. He's my brother. My brother.
What up, though?
Sean went to college, Penn State, with my cousin. So
we are.
That's how I met this dude. That's how I met this dude through my cousin. So he's like family.
What up, D-Ra?
Yeah. So, Sunday Sports with Sean Bell. I want to talk about this settlement between the NFL and Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid. So they filed a grievance back in October of 2017 mm-hmm. where they were alleging that the NFL colluded against them mm-hmm. in order to, not them specifically, Colin, to make sure that he doesn't get a job.
Well, and Eric.
Yeah.
Eric's in the lawsuit also.
He is, but Eric ended up getting a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Colin's the only one without a job.
Yeah, but they still colluded against Eric in the document.
Right. So he's a part of this this settlement as well. So as part of the investigation, they were going to ask for the club owners, which is, you know, the NFL players, a team's owners, cell phone records, emails, anything pertaining to Colin Kaepernick
mm-hmm.
to show this. Now, this settlement is undisclosed.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how much it's for, what the terms are,
mm-hmm.
and neither party is supposed to speak on this.
Non-disclosure.
Right. There's an NDA, a non-disclosure signed here. So what are your overall thoughts about this, Sean Bell?
I think it's great. I think it's great for Colin Kaepernick. If anybody is confused on what this actually means, I encourage them to go read Jemele Hill's article in The Atlantic.
Okay.
Where she sort of let you understand why this is great. First of all, this is the NFL has never admitted to being wrong
right.
ever in life.
Right.
Never in life have they admitted to being wrong. Even against Tom Brady, their golden child.
Yeah.
They refused.
Deflategate.
They refused to admit it and actually won.
Right.
And here's the thing, right? I hear a lot of people saying, well, it would have been better for him to go to court for those details and those emails
to come out,
which I understand and I would agree with, but what you also need to understand, a win in this situation is better than going to court and that details being released, because anyone who's ever dealt with court, you never know what the jury is going to think. You could end up losing that case, or you could end up losing that case, or something can happen where it takes years for this final
settlement
to happen.
Right.
So you need to take the win, because the win sets precedent.
My whole thing is, I don't need to see the actual details and the emails and whatever evidence that they have. I think any smart individual understands if they settled, that means there's enough evidence there mm-hmm. for them to feel like we strongly feel we don't want to take this to court.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you feel like you're right, you're going to take it all the way to court.
Mm-hmm.
If there's incriminating evidence out there where you're not right and it's in black mm-hmm. and white and on paper,
mm-hmm.
right, then you're going to be like, let me cut my losses and not do that and further damage mm-hmm. the brand of the NFL.
Yes.
Let me go to court. Let me settle out of court.
It's that, or the details in the emails are so damaging that even though they felt like they could win,
right,
they don't want those details out. So they rather settle than those details to come out.
Right. And what I never want to hear again is people saying, oh, well, the NFL has not blackballed Colin Kaepernick because there's a settlement here,
yes.
people. So I don't want to hear that anymore. People have said that.
It's an admission of guilt.
Right.
And I've heard some people say, well, he sold out, or
sold out,
or the fact that they bought him out. Let me tell you what selling out is.
Mm-hmm.
Selling out is someone paying you for you to stop doing what you're doing. Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid aren't going to stop.
Right.
You sue to get money for lost wages, but they're not going to stop protesting.
Yeah.
Eric Reid is still going to take a knee if he chooses.
Right.
Colin Kaepernick is still going to continue to try to get in the NFL and do what he does outside of the NFL to help anybody of color or anybody that's dealing with brutality.
Right. And I want to quickly mention, so does this mean he never gets to play again? Because it's like if you sue your job, do you still have a job? I don't think he's going to play again.
He was never going to play regardless of how this came out.
Yeah.
He was never, ever going to get a job. The NFL made that for him.
Right. Sean Bell is here, Fox 29 Sports Anchor. It's Sunday Sports with Sean. I'm Mina. Say what? We're going to continue talking about everything going on. And in about, you're going to like this song. In about 4 minutes, I have news from Trey Songz, Chris Brown, here on Weekends in Mina's House. Boom, 103.9. Astro. Brand new. From Trey Songz, Chris Brown. It's called Chi-Chi here on Boom 103.9, Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. I mean to say what? Weekends in Mina's house. Sean Bell is here, Fox 29 Sports anchor. And part of the Zero F's Given podcast.
Yep.
How are you?
In the building. I'm chilling, man.
So did you hear that song about the Chi-Chis grabbing the Chi-Chis?
I did not.
We were kind of talking through it because we were talking about Drew Hill versus 112.
Drew Hill versus 112. Tweet us. Tell me what you think.
112.
It's Drew Hill.
The whole song, the whole premise of the song is Trey Songz talking about he wants to grab the girl's chichis. And I'm like, no, that's not cute. We're not doing that. You going to grab my fat?
I mean, if you sing it right, he'll let him do anything.
No,
what
the
mean?
Hell not.
You can say anything in a song, and if it sound good, she'd be like, okay, Trey, okay.
No, we won't.
Exactly. Trey Songz has to do it. You going to let him do it.
Oh, really?
Not for me. For you ladies, of course.
Not me, bro. Okay. You're not grabbing my fat. We're not doing that. That's it.
Until Trey come in here, you like, all right, Trey.
Don't grab me. Me too.
When you look in his eyes.
Me too.
Don't do that.
Don't grab my fat.
Don't do that.
Listen, let's talk about the All-Star game tonight. The NBA All-Star game. Joel Embiid, Team Giannis. He's starting. Ben Simmons, Team LeBron, not starting. But they're playing against each other. So even though he's not starting, but essentially they're probably going to go back and forth.
Listen, it's everybody's going to get the proper amount of burn. It's an exhibition game. It's going to be all-star. The more interesting is the thing that I just remembered is Joel Embiid and Russell Westbrook on the same team. Did you see their interviews? So a reporter asked Russell Westbrook, like, hey, are you going to be able to get along with Joel Embiid?
Right.
Russ said, next question.
Oh! Right? Why'd I miss that?
So next question. Then Joel, they asked Joel, yo, you know, you and Russell on the same team. What do you think? And Joel basically gave the good politically correct answer. He said, listen, I hate you when we're on opposite sides.
Right.
We're on the same team. It's going to be fine. You know what I mean? It's like, and then
Russell Westbrook is so petty. He need to grow up.
Listen, stop it. You like petty when petty is on your team.
No, I know you.
If Joel does something petty, you like it.
Joel wouldn't do that. Look, he gave you the answer that you needed to have.
Joel does a lot of things petty.
What is petty
about
Joel?
If Russell's on your team, you would love him. That's how it is.
I think he's a hothead, and I don't like that. I don't think Joel is a hothead.
Joel's a hothead.
I think that Joel reacts to certain things in a comical way, which I enjoy. You know, but I don't think Joel is a hothead.
Joel's a diva. We don't want to say it, but Joel's a diva. But either way,
don't do that.
It's facts.
Don't do that.
People don't know. Mina go hard. If you Joel. Ain't on the squad, she like, forget you. But Joel heard. Joel saw.
I bleed Sixers, bro.
Joel saw on Twitter.
I bleed Russell Joel Embiid.
Listen, Joel saw on Twitter that Russ said, next question.
That's so petty.
And he just gave him an eye. It's like, a word.
Right.
But, you know, that's what we like.
Right.
We see.
No, but that's the thing. It's competitive for Joel. Russell need to grow up.
It's competitive for Russ.
He be holding on to stuff too much. Bruh,
you know what, Russ?
You're too angry.
Listen, I love Joel and I love Russ. But again, if it's on your team, you love it. If it's not on your team, you hate it.
But they're on the same team just for one night.
So
why are you going to continue this pettiness?
Russ come from that Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan claw.
No, he petty. He need to let it go.
He come from that claw.
Let it go, bro.
Okay.
Look at you.
Stand for Joel.
Let it grow, bro.
You a Sixer, so you got to stand
grow
for
Grow up.
I love all the drama.
Grow up.
I love all the drama. So that's what I want to see tonight when they on the same floor. Are they going to pass it to
you
each other?
What? I forgot all about that. I'm excited to see that, too. More than Ben versus Joel Embiid.
Yeah. I want to see if they're going to pass it to each other. I want to see if they dab each other up.
You know LeBron's trying to get Ben on his team. You saw that Ben was trying to go have a meeting with Magic Johnson and, you know.
Well, LeBron.
I think that's what LeBron's trying to do. He's trying to steal Ben.
Well,
Ben,
no.
They got the same agent.
No, look, Ben looks up to LeBron.
Right, but why you want to have a meeting? Why you want to have a meeting with Magic Johnson?
Magic Johnson is one of the greatest players of all time.
I get that, but
don't you
want to
learn from Magic Johnson?
But
he's the greatest point guard of all time. Ben Simmons is a point guard.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Look how sensitive you fans are, man.
I'm glad Elton Brand shut that down. I'm Team Elton.
Hey,
shut that down.
Elton apologized too. He apologized too.
For shutting it down?
He apologized for making it seem like Magic Johnson was doing something illegal or coercive.
Well, he's been fined.
No, not for that.
The Lakers have been fined before for trying to do things.
But not for that.
All right.
He apologized and said, sorry, Magic. I jumped
Don't
the board
apologize. Stick to your guns, Elton. Sean Bell is here, Fox 29 Sports Anchor. We're going to continue talking sports. So, now, she's going to take it back a little bit. I like this one. It's Boom. That I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be. Mix most up. Here's my song right here. Davido here, Boom 103.9, Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. It's Weekends in Mina's House. I'm Mina. Say what? Sean Bell is here, Fox 29 Sports Anchor. Also has his own podcast with his brother, Zero F's Given.
Y'all should have heard Mina during the break. She really want money to fall on her.
All the banana and the money on me. Give me all the banana.
She want all the Nigerian love.
Give me all the banana, please.
Oh, my goodness. You know what I mean? I'm not even touching that right now, man. Not even touching that.
That is my song. When I first heard that song, I said, wait, what? You want to give me money, banana, and Prada? Okay, where is this man? Where is this unicorn?
Oh, my goodness. I need you to stop it. I need you to knock it off.
Listen, the NBA All-Star Game is going down tonight. J. Cole doing the halftime show. J. Cole's out here balling, man. He's a part of the dunk challenge. You know, he's out here doing PR, taking pictures with Meek. Did you see that? Meek's going to be doing the intro tonight. So, yeah, I'm excited to watch tonight. We'll see how Russell Westbrook and Joel Embiid get along. So.
They won't. But I'm here for the petty. I'm here for the petty. And Ben Simmons is going to take a couple threes.
You know what? Let's talk about that. Because this video had me a little hot. So I seen him kind of just casually shoot beyond the arc. And I'm like, bruh. Can we try this more in the game?
First of all, he threw up a half-court shot.
But it was the ease, and it went in.
A half-court shot isn't taking a regular three-pointer. It's just throwing it up there and wishing it goes in.
But then we saw the arch, too.
Oh, my goodness.
that was a concentrated three-point arc attempt.
You know, he's been taking a couple threes here and there before the break.
I need him to do that.
Relax.
In the game.
The kid is 20, 21.
In the game.
He'll get there. He has every other skill.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's why I want him to be good at this.
I know, and he'll get there. He's young.
When?
Jay Kent, see? Philly fans, y'all are so impatient.
What do you mean?
Y'all are so impatient.
Yo, just throw up a
Jason
brick, bro.
Kidd,
I'd rather you throw up a brick
Magic than Johnson,
literally have
none
people.
None of these guys had three-point shots when they came in the league.
Okay, but I'd rather you throw up a brick than literally have defenders like LeBron James not even come out to the three-point line because they know you're not going to take the shot.
Rajon Rondo won without taking three.
That's what we don't want.
Won a championship without taking threes.
It's all right, but you know,
patience.
We want
He'll
him to be
there.
We want greatness
See?
For him.
So. See, y'all need to stop it. Okay. Ben's gonna get there. He's gonna play well. He's gonna show out. He played in a Rising Star game on Friday.
Yep.
Had something like 28 points. I'm sorry, I don't remember the number, but it was like 28.
Mm-hmm.
Play well. He's gonna give you some dunks, cocky back, do his thing, throw some no look passes. It's going to be a fun night. It's going to be three quarters of nonsense of all-star.
Right, which
all-star,
I hate.
All-star, and then it's going to be a fourth quarter where the guys play tight, play tense,
right,
and try to get the dub.
Okay, let's talk about the season. So moving forward, we kind of got all the pieces in line. We got Ben trying to shoot outside more. So we see the players working on themselves. We got a stretch of Miami, the Trail Blazers, the Pelicans, and the Thunder, okay? And then the Warriors again. So what are we expecting moving forward now that we have all our pieces kind of lining up the way that we want them to line up?
Cohesion.
They got
a little over 20 games to figure out their roles. Uh-huh. You know, Tobias Harris just got here. Boban is obviously going to be in the rotation.
I love Boban, by the way.
Everybody
already
loves Boban.
Already.
If If you haven't gone to Instagram or Twitter to see Boban and Tobias Harris' romance.
Rain. I pour it out. I let it rain. I pour it out. Him doing the chicken noodle soup, though. Why he was so stiff?
Tobias and Boban had the best bromance in sports.
I love
it. So check out their IG. It's hilarious. But those guys are going to get in the rotation. Mike Scott. Brett Brown's trying to figure it out. He's trying to figure out what his bench is going to be. And if he figures it out, they have the best talent.
Mm-hmm.
But can they get past the Bostons, the Toronto, who are already cohesive?
Right. Sean Bell, thank you for coming through. Make sure you check him out on Fox 29. I'm going to continue in about 7 minutes, coming back with City Girls, my girl Justine Skye, and Meek Millie here on Weekends in Mina's House. Boom, 103.9.